Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast, your home for all things Marvel, DC, Star Wars, and so much more. Join Derek and Ian as they tell tales to astonish along this journey into mystery. Grab some snacks and settle in because Paperweight Entertainment starts now. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Derek Hoskins, and with me, as always, is my good friend and yours, Mr. Ian Torrance. Ian, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm hot. I'm sleepy. That's it.
There wasn't a third thing in there?
You know, it would have just, like, really emphasized the first two things. I would have basically been reiterating on that, so. No.
Well, you were right on the first one. You're looking hot tonight. It's steamy. All right, tonight we're talking about She-Hulk episode 5, and yes, it is just the two of us tonight on our She-Hulk review. We had to record at a slightly different time, and our good friend Sean from the Caption Life was not able to join us. Hopefully he'll be back on next week. We will see. But either way, we're going to put on our swimming caps and dive right on into episode 5 of She-Hulk. And I'm going to go ahead and start it off. I've really been enjoying this show. I've talked about it every week, how much I've liked it. I know it's not odd for me to like a Marvel show or a Marvel movie, but each episode I've liked a little more than the last until this episode. I have to say, I enjoyed this episode a lot. I laughed, but it was probably the weakest of the season so far. I don't know that I would call it a filler episode. I think I've seen that word kind of bounce around, but I would say it's a middle chapter. You know, there's not a lot going on. More just setting up what's going to happen for the back half of the season. So overall, those are my thoughts on it. Fun time, but, you know, more just excited to see where it goes from here. Ian, what about you, man? What did you think about this episode?
This episode made me extremely sad.
Why?
It's just sad because, like, I get that everybody's excited about her being She-Hulk, but like when the guy that she had messed around with, hooked up with, or whatever you want to call it, when that guy had to take the stand and her lawyer was like, oh, so be honest, if she was Jen Walters? Yes, that's her name. If she was Jen Walters and not She-Hulk, would you have been attracted to her? And he was like, I'm sorry, no, you're just not my type.
She just had to sit there and listen to
that.
Oh, and I'm like, so bad.
I don't understand. Like, Jen Walters, not just She-Hulk, but Jen Walters in her normal form, she's a cute lady. She's a very pretty lady. I found her very attractive. And I think it's just kind of shitty that people are saying it like that, like, oh, sorry, if you were She-Hulk, the She-Hulk is hot. I'm just like, I get, like, you had made the comment before that you like this idea of this hulking woman picking you up and swaddling you, and I get that, but like to say that she's not attractive in her normal form is, I don't know, I just feel like it's, I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I get that that people are gonna find different attractions and different types of people, and what's your cup of tea is your cup of tea, but I just don't see how people don't find her the least bit attractive, and it's just, I think it's really speaking to how it is in real life and how people are so shallow, to where, like, Jen has a great personality. She's literally the same person that she is when she's She-Hulk. Her appearance is just different.
Right.
And I think it just kind of shows, like, we're not really looking toward the inner beauty. We're just looking at looks. And I get that point, but also it's just kind of weird that it's just like, yeah, but she's much prettier when she's giant and green. So I'm like, I think they kind of missed on the mark there a little bit, but I see what they were trying to go for. And it just made me sad because just the deflated look on Jen's face, man. I didn't like seeing her sad.
Yeah, that whole scene, it did kind of break your heart to see her have to sit there and listen to that. And you're not wrong. Tatiana Maslany, who plays Jennifer Walters, is a stunningly beautiful woman. She's a very, very attractive woman. And she's an excellent actress. And quick plug for TikTok. Follow me on TikTok. There's a TikTok going around where it said the most unbelievable thing that Marvel has ever tried to do is have us believe that this woman is not able to get a date, or that she's not, you know, that men don't find her attractive. And then it was just a slideshow of great pictures of Tatiana Maslany looking absolutely beautiful. And I agree with that. I think that's a little ridiculous that, like you said, to your point, everybody has their own taste, and maybe that, you know, maybe she's not to that guy's taste, but I don't quite understand that. That was a little
and
silly.
Also, like, and most of the guys there were like these big hulking, like meathead idiots. Mm-hmm. And then her lawyer was just like, I don't care what that gorgeous man said. I'm sorry, I didn't think that man was that attractive. And again, I know I'm a man and I don't usually find other men attractive, but I can honestly sit here and say, like, you're Ryan Gosling's, you're Ryan Reynolds's of the world. Those are attractive men. I've got no problem mm-hmm. saying it. I don't see the attraction in a guy who is 400 pounds of just solid muscle and has no neck, and his head looks like a fucking milk dud, and he has a receding hairline. And
I think you just described Dave Chappelle after he got back from Africa. Milk dud head.
No I neck, think even giant. I think yeah, Dave, even Dave Chappelle is more attractive than that guy. Yeah. I don't know, man. That's just, again, that's just a stupid one man's opinion of mine.
Well, no, and I don't disagree, but I really liked the things that came out of that, even though it was sad to see Jen so upset. Because, again, put yourself in that position. Could you imagine being sitting there and being told that this version of you that you don't really like, that you're just starting to embrace, is the one that people find attractive and desirable, and that the person you've always been is not good enough? Like, that's a rough truth to have to sit through and listen to, especially when you're sitting there in front of someone who is an antagonistic rival in Titania, being able to sit there and listen to all this. You know, she got to be there front and center, sitting there listening to this next to a coworker, a colleague that you're trying to befriend. You got to go through. That's a very vulnerable position for her to be in. So yeah. This show that is all about comedy and fun and everything, it had a really emotional beat today where it dealt with her actually having to sit there and hear that. And you're right. It was sad to see. It was a rough scene to sit through, but thankfully that was not the bulk of the episode, because the bulk of the episode, I thought, was much funnier, and they leaned into the comedy. I want an Avengers shirt and hat. I want an Avengers shirt and hat. I thought that was awesome. I love that. What's the male lawyer's name?
I can't remember his name, but Pug,
I think they called him or something along those lines.
Yeah.
I love him. I want him in every episode. I think he's a lot of fun, especially him and Nikki, the paralegal. They're you know, Jen's best friend. Their back and forth, I thought, was great. I really enjoyed the whole ordeal of them trying to get an appointment with this person by having to go into like a boba tea cafe. And then the when she spoke Chinese to the Asian like barista, only to realize that he wasn't Chinese. I thought I laughed out loud at that. Like, are you speaking in Chinese to me? Yeah. I laughed out loud at her speaking Chinese, and then the disappointment in herself that she did that. she stereotyped this Asian guy. Well, clearly he speaks Chinese.
Also, I like the side characters in the show. I like her a lot.
Yeah, I like her too. I wasn't sure about her in the first episode. I remember watching the first one and thinking,
I thought she could be really funny.
Because she was kind of giving me the same vibes that like Kat Dennings' character gave in the first Thor, where it was like, okay, she'll have a funny one-liner, but then she'll kind of get annoying. But the more that we've spent time with her character, I've really enjoyed her. She's been a lot of fun. And I, again, this is 2 weeks in a row where I kind of was more interested in the B plot instead of what was going on with Jen. And I don't know if that is a positive of the writing or a negative of the writing, that the thing that I'm more interested in is what's going on with the side characters than necessarily what's going on with the main character. Because last week it was the same thing with the douchey former coworker and Megan Thee Stallion, which was that last week or the week before, whatever week before, whatever. Yeah. So, but anyway, that B plot I enjoyed better than this one, than the main story. And I kind of did the same thing here. Like, I enjoyed the main storyline that was going on, but watching the two of them trying to get to this designer and then meeting the designer who I loved. He made me laugh. He gave me, he reminded me of some really good Edna Mode vibes, like from Incredibles. I really enjoyed him. I kind of hope that we see him a couple more times. Like, he was a really fun side character. But again, I'll mention it one more time. I want an Avengers shirt, and I want that Captain America shield that was wrong with the color scheme being off. And I would absolutely be the same way as the other guy there was, where she's just trying to get information. He's just playing in the background.
Well, now, they did have an Avengers shirt.
They did.
With an eye. With an
eye. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, you know, there's not a lot to say about this episode, in all honesty. I really enjoyed the B-plot. I like the A-plot okay. I can take or leave Titania, I got to be honest. I know a lot of people are really excited about Jameela Jamil. That's how you pronounce her name correct. I never watched The Good Place, so I don't know anything about her acting. I think that was where she kind of got her break. And I just don't care about the character. She's boring to me. Which Titania in the comics I never cared about either, but she's just kind of boring to me. I'm excited to see where this goes. Like I said, I thought that this was a good middle episode where it kind of tying up some loose ends from before. You know, we're going to get her a suit. We're going to get her a little more leaned into the She-Hulk name, and then we're going to kind of set up what's going forward. And I feel like that's what they did with this episode, and they did it well, but I'm looking forward to next week more so than really wanting to reminisce about this week.
Yeah, I agree with you. Titania, which, by the way, that's the one who breaks into the courtroom in the first episode, right? I still don't feel like they've explained that.
It was a quick little thing. Oh, she had a traffic ticket, and she was arguing the traffic ticket, and for some reason busted through a wall when she was mad, and then nothing happened to her.
Yeah, then there was no repercussions or consequences or anything.
Yeah.
I felt like that was so unnecessary.
But, I mean, is anything necessary, Ian?
Yes. Air is necessary to breathe.
All right, fine.
Gravity is necessary.
I guess you got me there. I can't argue that one. Proceed, sir. You got me there.
I'd like to see it try. No, I just don't think that some of the stuff is necessary. And then they brought up who was it? The wrecking crew.
Yeah.
Where are they at now? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they just pop up and now they're gone. And it's like, I get that we're trying to go somewhere with this series, I'm assuming, but where are we going? Where are we going with
it? Yeah. And I do actually think that they're going, I have some theories on where they're going with the show. There are two options, in my opinion. This could actually just stay as it is and be more like a sitcom where it's not going to be some big ramification. They're not going to do anything major. I kind of doubt that's what they're going to do because there have been storylines that they've been kind of dropping in, like the Wrecking Crew and the fact that they're working for somebody. You know, the fact that it feels like the story is trying to build towards something, but we don't know what it is yet. With D23 last week and the fact that Tim Blake Nelson is coming back as the leader, 100%. He's coming back as the leader in Captain America 4. I feel like they're going to do with this show what I said they've been doing with the Disney Plus shows, and that they're using it to tie up loose ends while setting up something coming down the line. So after hearing that he's going to be the main villain of Captain America 4, I 100% think the leader is behind the Wrecking Crew and trying to get Jen's blood. That is my theory going forward until they present me with something else. I think that that's what they're doing with this. They're trying to build towards that. Also, just another chance to reintroduce Daredevil and get people used to him that may not have seen the Netflix show. And possibly getting used to a slightly different tone for what Daredevil's going to be on Disney Plus.
Good segue, by the way.
Yeah. Because I do want to talk about Daredevil.
That mask, though. I mean, we've already seen pictures of it. We kind of knew it was coming, but...
Yep.
I never really thought that, you know, Daredevil would have, like, a tailor like that, but...
Yeah, and that also sets up that, you know, this is definitely different than the Netflix series. This is not the same Daredevil. It can't be. You know, Daredevil in the Netflix series, it was Melvin Potter. It was the, I think Potter was his last name. It was Gladiator, was the guy that put together his suit. He didn't have an upscale New York tailor that specialized in superhero suits making his gear. Now, maybe that's why it's yellow instead of yellow and red instead of red and black. Maybe it's just because he's trying a new guy out and seeing if it works. But I don't know. I was excited to see the Daredevil helmet. I really was. And there's also like a blink and you miss it shot of one of the garment bags is like unzipped. That's on the hanger and you can see the actual costume just real quick. But as far as Daredevil goes, they have got to stop teasing Daredevil and either put him in the show or stop marketing him. One of the problems that She-Hulk is going to run into, and one of the problems that it's already been running into, is people getting upset saying, okay, well, this isn't even She-Hulk show. It's a cameo show. That's the whole point of it. It's just a cameo show. They have marketed for the last 2 weeks Matt Murdock or Daredevil and not put him in the show. They got to stop doing that. I know that they're marketing a bankable character, but last week we had a poster of Matt Murdock and he didn't show up in that episode. Normally when you get a character poster, they're showing up. They did the mid-season trailer that prominently featured Matt Murdock. You know, you expect him to come in if that's what's going to happen. Again, he did not. They have got to stop banking on Matt Murdock, because the problem that's going to happen is people are going into it expecting Daredevil, not expecting to care one way or the other about She-Hulk. And then all of a sudden, they're going to be disappointed in the episode, even if the episode's great, for the simple fact that Daredevil wasn't in there. I think that that's a real slippery slope that they're on, and I think that they either need to get him in the show or stop marketing the fact that he's going to be in there. I think that they're playing that very, very wrong. What do you think?
I don't think it bothers me nearly that much. I think I think we know one way or another, like, it is coming. So the fact that they're like marketing, teasing and stuff like that, I don't think it's that big of a deal personally. That's just my opinion. Cause we did get to at least see him in Spider-Man. So it's not like he's been on hiatus for, you know, X amount of time. That we did get a little taste of Matt Murdock, and I can understand if, I guess I can understand, like, if you're chomping at the bit so bad to see him, and it's just overwhelming and it's teasing you, like, I know it would be, Sean, then I can get that. I 100% understand why you guys would say that. I love Daredevil, don't get me wrong, but it's like, it's not too much for me personally.
It's not a problem for me either, because I never went into this expecting him to be any more than one show, one episode, maybe even just a cameo. But my problem is that this show has already got so much going against it, with people review bombing it before it even came out. People being angry because it's a female led show. People being angry because it's a comedy. People being angry because they think that they're trashing the Hulk. People being angry because, God forbid, a woman danced on screen. All of the different reasons why people are angry about this show, they're just giving them more fuel by saying Daredevil's coming. Oh, not this episode, though. Oh, next week, Daredevil's coming. Don't forget, Daredevil's coming. Oh, not this episode, though. And I'm afraid that people are going to start feeling like it's a bait and switch. Even though I don't think that's what they're doing, I'm concerned that that's what people are going to think and get more upset about it and give them more fuel to be angry and whine and complain about the show, which is actually a very good show on its own and should be viewed on its own merits. But I'm concerned with how the masses will react, not necessarily I'll react. I don't care.
Are you saying that you think that the constant teasing and people are hopes up and the anticipation is killing people to the point where it's going to hurt the show? Is that what you think?
I think that it's
that going people are focused so much on that. I don't care. Get to the Daredevil already.
Yeah, I'm concerned that people are so excited about Daredevil that they're going into it waiting to see him, and when he doesn't show up, then being angry at the episode instead of judging the episode on its own merit, instead judging it more harshly than they would. And I think that that can hurt the show, or at least the reception of the show. Cause I mean, people have paid their money to subscribe to Disney Plus. So it doesn't matter. They're going to have their audience, but I think it could hurt the reception of the show and the possibility of other people that haven't checked it out going to check it out because they're like, oh, well, Daredevil's not in there. This person hated it, said it was terrible. So why do I even need to go and check it out? because I've had people that I've talked to that do like Marvel, and I've asked them, what have you, you know, have you watched She-Hulk? No, I don't understand, man. People have been trashing it online. You know, it looks stupid. I don't want to go watch it. And so I think that it deserves a fair shot, and it's not going to get that if people are going into it looking for Daredevil instead of looking for what's actually in the episode.
Okay.
That's my point. Because again, and I want to make that very clear, I don't care when Daredevil shows up. Daredevil could be a fun cameo in the background. I'm enjoying She-Hulk. I'm actually really liking this show. This is the first time that I watched an episode that I went, that was good. That was okay. I wasn't like chomping at the bit to get on here and talk about it. I didn't rush straight to TikTok to start doing videos about it. I just, well, yeah, that was fun. Excited to see where they go next week. So
you just, huh?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. No, not bad. That could be because I'm pulling my beard out because I've been stuck out in this garage pretty much for an entire week. So,
well,
I'm not sick or anything for anybody confused. I injured myself. I've been off work all week. And so I've been doing a lot of work out here.
Sprained your vagina.
It hurt. It hurt a lot. It is funny. It is a sprain, but it's on my foot.
I'm sorry to hear that, man. That sounds terrible.
My right foot, and it hurts. So that's whining and complaining over it. Yeah, I was going to say whining and complaining over it. That's about it. We've dragged this out as far as we can. For anybody that is watching the episode on YouTube and have noticed these sweet, sweet hats that Ian and I are rocking that he just took off.
Would do that right now.
If you want to get something just like this with that little beautiful logo designed by our own Trent Persinger, we can get that logo slapped on just about anything. Hats, t-shirts, laptop skins, notebooks, clocks. Aprons.
Your own skin. Get a tattoo.
That's right. Get a tattoo. If you want any of that, the link to our merch store is in the description of this episode. It is also on our website where you can go and contact us about anything that you possibly want to. There is a contact us page right there on there where you can email us, and it goes directly to my phone and I will respond to you immediately. If you want to support the show in any other way, there's a link at the bottom of the podcast where you can click and throw us some pennies to keep this going. Make sure if you're watching on YouTube, you like, comment, subscribe, and ring the notification bell. We have a lot more coming, as I say every week. If you are listening on the podcast, sorry, I'm so tired. If we were listening on the podcast, make sure you rate and review us. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for all of your continued support. We really appreciate you. Thank you to everybody that follows us on all the social medias and interacts with us on our YouTube and podcast. We really do appreciate it. So for Ian, I have been Derek. This has been the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast, and we will see you next time.
Yay!